Piccadilly Radio.
Hello, I'm Timmy Mallett with another of the Timmy on the Tranny radio archives. The thing is, in my loft, there's a pile of old tapes of bits of radio shows that I recorded randomly in the hope that one day one or two of them may be worth listening to. Let me give you an example. It's May 1983, and I'm on air at Piccadilly Radio in Manchester with a special guest tonight who's flown up to do some promotion work on their new single and album. It's Gary Kemp from Spandau Ballet. Tomorrow morning, he's got to get up early to go on Saturday's Superstore. Last thing tonight is he's going to appear in my last half hour of the show and take calls from fans before finding some hotel room and getting a bit of shut-eye. Yeah, there's something special about this half hour. At the very last moment, I put a tape on the machine and hit record. I'm rather glad I did, because listening to it reminds me just how busy things were. Gary's had a frantic week, and this Friday evening he finishes the 7 days by taking calls from fans. It's all live, and the questions are joyous. How, for instance, does he handle the one about his brother Martin and his girlfriend? What about the rivalry with Duran Duran? And Gary, have you got any ambitions? He's got to sharpen his ears to the strong Northwest accents. Oh, and I tell a caller off for not knowing Prefab Sprout. Hey, there's a competition too. Could you win a signed copy of Spandau Ballet's vinyl album? Have a listen. Gary Kemp, it's over to you. You're live on Piccadilly.
And that's number one on Piccadilly. That's true, that's Spandau Ballet. And our special guest this evening, Gary Kemp. Hi, Gary.
Hello, how you doing?
Busy day for you today, isn't it?
It's like every other day, really, but I enjoy it.
Because you've just arrived in Manchester, what, about an hour ago?
That's right, on the plane.
Wow. What have you been doing then in London today?
Generally, interviews for other countries, really, and different things like that. And also, I went to see the Rushes. That means when you have a film shot, it's the first showing of what comes out of the camera. It's not actually put into any order. Of our show in London, Sadler's Wells.
Oh, great.
And it looked great, really pleased with it, because it's being edited together for a special in America and hopefully to be used over in this country as well.
And I got an early start tomorrow morning.
I've got to be at the studio at 7:30 with the matchsticks and everything.
I'm really pleased that you could find time to pop by and say hello this evening. It's great. Now, a lot of people have been writing in and asking about you, and you've seen some of the letters that you've got there already, and a pile of people waiting to talk to you on the phone. So are you ready to take some calls?
Sure.
Great. Costas is first. Hi.
Hello. Hello, Gary.
Hello.
Hello. I'd just like to ask you, how come you changed the image so many times?
Oh.
You got it.
Do you ever change your image?
Pardon?
Do you ever change your image?
I haven't got an image to change.
Well, I mean, do you think you wear different clothes this year to what you wore last year?
Definitely.
Well, that's the same as me, really.
Yeah, I mean, you started off
I just happen to be in a group as well, so you see me doing it. And you've got videos of me doing what I did last year, where you probably haven't got any videos of you last year. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I enjoy doing that. I mean, I get bored quickly of clothes and things like that. So, I like to sort of go out and get new things and it makes you feel fresh.
Would you still go around wearing all these kilts? When you have things like muscle bound out?
Not really. Not anymore. Maybe next year if they come into fashion again.
All right, Costas, thanks for your call. Hello, Andrea.
Hello, Gary.
Hello.
What's your favourite own single and own LP?
Favourite single and LP?
Yeah.
What, of anybody's?
No, of your own.
Well, my favourite LP is True and my favourite single is True.
Yeah, same here.
I've always liked True, but I like all the album. The new album means a lot to me, but obviously all different songs have got different memories. Like Chant Number One was a good period for us, and I'll never forget Cut a Long Story Short, because the thrill of actually having your first record going to the charts is something you can't forget.
Are there any records of yours that you actually don't like anymore?
Well, I don't really play much of the old stuff because I'm too busy at the moment playing all the new stuff live or doing it on television. But no, I mean, I've got a place. All those songs mean, you know, I remember writing them all and they all mean something to me.
Julie's next. Hi.
Hello.
Hello, Julie. I'm sorry, I'm drinking coffee. That's why I had to take that gap.
What was your favourite subject at school?
Subject? Well, I've always liked English and I used to come first in English and now I come first in the record chart. No, but I used to like English a lot. That was good. I mean, I used to like writing stories and things and that used to be my best subject. My other best subject was bunking off.
Right.
What's your favourite then?
Mine?
Yeah.
Daddy ate everything. PE, I think.
Oh, yeah, well, I used to go football and... I used to do rowing as well, funnily enough. I used to like doing rowing down the Thames. That used to be quite good.
Are you a rower?
Well, we always used to play these sort of private schools, public schools, you know. Mm. And I used to be really good, but really vicious. Like, they had all the swats down who'd already planned to put the hole in our boat, you know.
Boo hiss.
Yeah, and we always used to get drowned and things.
Which school did you go to?
I went to a school called Owens in London.
Mm. Alison's next.
Hello.
Hello, Alison.
Gary.
Yeah?
Have you got any plans for the future?
Yeah. It's, like, really funny because, like, you know, everything sort of happens and you don't... Sometimes you think, oh, God, we better sit down and think about what the next sort of material and album's going to be and stuff. And at the moment, I'm trying to sort of, like, get that together. But my plans for the future at the moment is to sort of keep on having the success in this country. Hopefully... now to break into America and to do well in America, because I think that's, you know, an exciting place to be, you know, especially if you're British and you're beating them all at it. And my other plans are sort of eventually to do things in films, really, to make some films.
Do you ever feel events overtake you?
They can do sometimes. I think we've sort of we've worked out how best to stop that happening now and always sort of to remain with our head above the water. But there was a time when you first entered the business that it tends to snowball and everything's not quite how you expect it to be.
Let's go to Jane. Hi.
Hi, Gary.
Hello, Jane.
I'd like to ask you, what was your best holiday? Where was it spent and who was it with?
Oh! Who is it with? Well, I haven't had Lolly for 3 years, right? So I've just had a word with our manager. And we're going on holiday in 2 weeks' time. But most of my holidays in the last few years have been, well, not holidays, they've been working trips abroad with the band. And the band are my best friends, really. So we enjoy all those trips, even though they're working.
Yeah.
And we've got a lot of little anecdotes from all those places. Ibiza was good fun because that was mixing sun and work, and that worked really well. That was enjoyable.
Let's say hello to...
Actually, one of the funny things was when we was in Saint-Tropez with the band and we was going down to the beach one morning because that's normally the only time we get to do anything because then we have to work in the afternoon. And Steve Norman's contact lens fell out onto the floor and we held up the whole of this main road in Saint-Tropez, the roads, trying to find his contact lens. And like, we thought we'd never find it, but we found it, actually. It was really funny.
Oh, wow. Caroline's next. Hello.
Is it me?
Hello? Is it you? Caroline, is it you?
Hello, Gary.
Hello, Caroline.
Why did you decide to release Lifeline instead of Pleasure?
Ah, do you like Pleasure?
Yeah. I like them all.
Yeah, I like Pleasure. Actually, I was listening to the album today thinking, you know, why wasn't that a single?
Well, my friend's got mine, so I can't play it.
But, Lifeline was written because Lifeline was the first one we did before Pleasure. I wrote Lifeline before Pleasure. And, we recorded that first, and we thought it was a really good single, so we released it. But we made Lifeline in London before we went to Nassau, and then we didn't record Pleasure till much later.
Sounds very glamorous, all these nice places to go and record in, is it?
Yeah, I used to sort of, when I was a kid and used to sort of hear about all these different sort of pop stars going to these different places, you have this impression of it. And then when you're there... you don't really appreciate it until you come home. Mm. And you think, God, I missed it.
Yeah. Rats. Say hi to Tina.
Hello, Tina.
Hello, Gary.
All right. Everyone's got the same accent. Where'd you get it from?
Gary.
It doesn't sound like what I'm used to.
Where did you get the name Spandau Ballet from?
This is an old question. You shouldn't be asking me this one. A friend of mine gave it to us. There used to be a ballet company, actually, in East Germany called Spandau Ballet. And we thought it'd be... It finished years ago. It was a long while ago. So we thought it had quite a catchy sound to it, and it was different.
Right.
And it sounded better than sort of Salford Ballet.
It does, yes.
Or the Salford Jets.
Whoa!
He's not in here now.
Hi to Paula.
Hello, Paula.
Hello.
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 Aren't you on the tube?
Pardon?
Aren't you on the tube?
On the what?
The tube.
The tube.
Paula Yates, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, it is.
What's your question, Paula?
I'd like to ask, what are your favourite groups?
Apart from us.
Of course.
I like a lot of the Scottish groups.
Yeah.
I like Aztec Camera. Have you heard of them?
No.
Yes, you have. Yeah. I played them on this show, Paula. You've heard of them. Come along now. Come along.
No, I haven't.
Yes, you have.
I haven't.
You have.
I haven't.
Don't argue. What else
have,
do you like?
You have now.
You have now.
Obviously, I like a lot of soul groups from America. Marvin Gaye, and I like all the soul, good, really good sort of funk acts. Have you heard of a man called Prince Charles?
He was in tonight.
No.
Well, I like him. He's great. I think I like all that sort of...
I knew you liked Marvin Gaye.
Yeah, I like him. Mm. And but I mean, of all the new young groups from Britain, I like the Scottish bands.
Hmm. Mm. Do you like Orange Juice?
Yeah, I do like Orange Juice, and I like what they're doing now. Mm. You don't like them?
No.
Do you like Alter Images, Paula?
No, I hate them.
Who do you like, Paula?
I like Bruce Springsteen.
Do you?
Oh.
Meatloaf.
Hey. Oh no.
Oh wow.
I like Spandau Ballet.
Oh well, do that's you? All right.
Yeah. Have we haven't got too much in common with Meatloaf.
Hello to Carol.
Hello.
Yeah.
Just like to ask Gary, do you get on better with Martin now, or when you were a child, or is it the other way around?
Did I get on better with him now?
Or when you were a child, or is it the other way around?
No, I get on better with him now. When we were kids, we used to beat each other up all the time.
Do you still do that?
We still have... we're allowed to argue more than anyone else.
Mm.
I'm allowed to shout him, and he's allowed to shout me, but... it's quite strong having a brother around, because... Sort of, if no one's allowed to slag my brother off when I'm there,
yeah.
And vice versa.
That's right. You've got somebody to back you up, haven't you?
Or yeah. You say it's. We get on really well now. He's like my best friend because I often feel sorry for the rest of the band because when they go home, they haven't got anyone else to talk about the band in front of and to. And we love the group sort of so much that we like to talk about it all the time. And at least I've got Martin with me all the time.
Yeah.
And he's great to have around.
Right, Janine. Hi.
Hello.
Hello, Janine.
Gary?
Yeah?
Is it true about Martin going out with Shirley from Wham?
Ha 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 ha!
Do you want it to be true?
Is it true?
Well, well, he knows it. He's very good friends. That's all I'm allowed to say. Oh, it's all right, Mike. It's all right.
Well, Carol, Denise and Jan... I love you very much.
No, I think Martin is.
Martin.
I think Martin is the kind of person that's always open to offers.
And we've seen Aztec Camera at Salford University.
Did you like them?
Yeah, they're brilliant.
Yeah, they're good. See,
and we saw you at the Oxford Roadshow.
Yeah, didn't you come and see us at the Palace?
No, they had no tickets left when we went.
Mm. We'll have to come up here and do it again, I think.
Definitely, definitely. Say hi to Sarah.
Sarah?
Hello.
Can
I ask a question?
Yeah.
That's a hard one, that is.
Yeah. I think I'd have to really... obviously, I'd like to take me mum for one reason, because she's good at doing the washing and ironing and making the food. I'd like to take a nice, pretty girl for another reason.
Woo!
And, but I'd probably have to take me manager, because he's the only one who could sort out what I do during the day.
Yeah. That'd be fun, that would. Who would you take?
Nick Hayward.
Mm.
Well, I hope you have a nice time when you take him. Say hi to, who's this? This is me, Miriam.
Hiya.
Yep.
Hello.
Hiya, Gary.
I am, did you say am I Gary or
no,
hiya?
No, it says hiya.
Hiya. All right.
Do you recognise the accent?
It sounds like a Liverpool accent
as
well.
Yeah, it is.
Oh.
I'd like to ask you, what happens to all the scenery after the tour and that movie?
Pardon?
What happens to all the new year scenery and
that?
What happens to that after the tour's over?
Well, it all gets put away down in London in this place where we keep all our gear because it's all ours, and we're saving it because we're going to go away to different countries, probably America soon, and we'll take it all with us then. So it all goes on an airplane and goes with us then, but we'll probably be using it in different countries and up until the end of the year.
So it doesn't get wasted then?
Oh, no, and the basic structure of it probably, you know, we'll sort of take off all the fancy bits and maybe use some of it when we go out again sometime, but with different fronts put on it so it looks nicer and different.
It's fun, you can change it around a bit, can't you? Yeah, Michelle's got a question.
Hello?
Hello.
I'd like to ask how long it took you to write True.
The song?
Yeah.
Well, it's funny when I write stuff because I tend to write a lot of it all together and a lot of the album was written in one bunch and... True, I suppose. I remember, actually, it was a Saturday morning and it was sunny and I remember showing my brother this new tune that I had with some words and I played it to him. He said, that should be a single. And we sort of agreed on that. But I was a bit embarrassed to show the rest of the band because it was like the sort of slowest thing I'd ever written. And I wrote all the other stuff after it and I showed them all that first and I saved True to the end because I didn't think they'd like it much.
Yeah. What time did you get to Harriet's after the concert?
Did we, was that where we went?
Yeah.
I can't remember. Not very... Well, about an hour afterwards, but I don't think we stayed long, because I think we spent most of the tour falling asleep because we were so tired.
It's pretty tiring, isn't it?
I'd like to say hello to Sue and Joanna, who are listening. And I'll see you tomorrow at Get Set.
All right.
All right, see you there.
Look forward to that. Now then, it's Gary Kemp from Spandau Ballet with Timmy on the Tranny on Piccadilly Radio. This is Peter with a question for you, Gary.
Hello, Peter. Peter?
Hello. Do you know what your new single's going to be? Have you got one?
Is your name Peter?
Yeah.
My new single. Our new single. No, we haven't really decided yet on anything. I mean, hopefully we'll have some new material at the end of the year, but we haven't decided. We're still hoping this one stays at number one for a little while longer.
That's right. Do you sing in the bath?
Yeah, because I get a nice echo. I always wanted to record in the bath. I thought it must be nice.
It's good sound effects, isn't it?
Everyone sounds good in the bath, don't they?
What do you sing in the bath?
Well, sometimes I practice in the bath, like if we've got some sort of... If I've got a new song, I'll see what it sounds like with a bit of echo around it, you know, because it sounds pretty boring in my bedroom and a bit naff. But, I don't know, we have our little songs that we sing. And when Your Old Wedding Ring Was New, that's the Spandau Ballet signature tune.
Oh, go on, sing it for me.
No, exactly. My voice is going too.
Oh, you're making excuses, Gary.
Tony Adley sings, I just do the harmonies.
This is Jackie, hi.
Hi.
Hello.
Could you tell me what your ambition is, please?
Well... It's been changing. It changes so fast. I suppose I'm quite lucky, really. But two and a half years ago, my ambition was to get on Top of the Pops. And then my ambition was sort of have a hit record. And then my ambition was to have a hit album. And it sort of goes up and it gets more and more. My ambition a little while ago was to have a number one single.
And then
it became a number one album. Yeah. And now my ambition is to have another one. Mm. And
then to be with Timmy on the Tranny on Piccadilly.
That's the right.
You've done that now.
And my ambition is to try to wake up and not look so terrible when I go on the television tomorrow morning.
Right, we won't keep you too much long, but Sharon's got a question for you.
Hello, Sharon. Hello.
Do you like animals?
Yeah, I do, really a lot.
Right, what pets have you got?
Well... I haven't got any at the moment because I'm sad to say that my cat died at the end of last year. His name was Wilson, and I'd had him for 12 years, so I'd known him all my life. He was named Wilson because we bought him the day that Arsenal won the cup final, which gave him the double in about 1971-72, and he was named after the Arsenal goalkeeper. We got him that day, and he was like really one of the family. In fact, we've still got a picture of his face on our telephone. You know where you put your number of the telephone? Well, we've got a picture of him in there. But Steve Norman's a real animal fanatic. He's got a dog called Harry Dog, which is quite famous. He's got a piranha called Frank in the Tank. And he's got loads of fish called Oscars. He's got terrapins. He used to have tree crabs, but I think they sort of fell off the tree and died. Tree crabs, they used to live on dry land. He's got loads of things. He loves them.
Yeah, because I think he's lovely.
Ooh, the tree crabs or Steve Norman?
No, Steve Norman.
All right, I'll tell him.
thank you. My friend wants to know if you'll meet me outside Piccadilly Radio Station tomorrow at 7:30.
If what?
Like, my friend Pearl, she rang the phone a few minutes ago.
No, but we'll be at a TV station, not at South Piccadilly Radio.
Oh, right.
They'll kill me if I was down there, God.
Yeah, will you be there?
At the TV?
Well, yeah.
Yeah, at 7:30?
Yep.
Right.
All right.
Are you serious?
This is Kim.
Hello, Gary.
Hello.
Hello. Could you tell me what your hobbies are?
Well, I've got a video camera and I take a lot of videos.
Yeah.
Or sort of, they're really good because they're like instant memories and we take them away with us and you just take it straight out and you put it in your video at home and you can watch it and it's really good because Yeah, I took it away to Belgium. We went on a trip to Belgium with Ultravox, and it's really funny because I got Hassan Ultravox in this little tiny little plane, and there's all Midju and everyone all laughing and messing about. And it's really good fun because then you can sort of look back on it in years to come, and that's sort of my main hobby.
Mm. Yeah. That's nice. Mm.
Could you send me a picture of yourself?
Well, it might be difficult. We'll try and arrange something.
I'll tell you what, if you're wanting an autograph, we'll sort out some autographs, but it will be first come, first serve on those, and you will have to send in a stamped addressed envelope. All right. Caroline!
Hello?
Hello.
What do you think about Duran Duran?
You've been waiting for this.
I don't know. They're not in the country, really, are they? So I can't.
So you can say what you like. God, they're not listening.
I met them once and they didn't want to talk to me.
Well, they're dead ignorant.
I think they didn't want to talk to me because at that time we were lowering the charts. So I don't really know them very well.
Will you ask John to marry me?
All right, I'll see what I can do. he's open to offers as well.
You're fixing up all these days with people tonight. Debbie's got a question. Last one on tonight.
Debbie.
Hi.
Hello.
If you were to make a film, who would you choose as your leading lady?
Fight to make a film?
Yeah.
Selena Scott.
Why?
I don't know. I quite like Selena Scott. Maybe it's because it's the first thing I see in the mornings.
Yes.
So it wakes me up. Do you remember Tracy Bennett played Sharon in Coronation Street?
Oh.
That's only because we're Coronation Street fans, and she was a lot younger than Rita and Mavis, and she was quite nice. I don't know. I've got a lot of fantasies, but they're probably too rude to announce on the radio.
Who would you choose, Debbie?
I'd choose John Taylor, John Duran.
What about any of us lot?
I don't know.
Well, I think John Taylor would make a very good leading lady.
That was great. I love it. Thank you for all your calls this evening.
Thank you.
Thank you very much for spending time to come in and see us tonight, Gary.
It's
really good. We've got a couple of copies of the LP to give away, which you're going to sign for us. Yeah. I'm sorry, I'm going to put you on the spot, really, with a question. A nice, simple question to give these LPs away. What are you going to ask?
Question. A line from a song, and it's off of the album.
Right.
You're going to tell me which song it comes from.
Okay.
I'll stay here till my love's full up, so stir this cocktail, shake me up.
If you know which song that comes from, then you ring now, 061-228-6262. Spandau Ballet with Gary Kep, our special guest this evening. He was great. That was super. Now, if you do want an autograph, it is first come, first serve. And it must be sent in a stamped addressed envelope. That goes to the same for the Prince Charles autographs as well. And those lyrics come from the song Foundation, and the first people through, Andrea Crossley of Demings Road in Cheadle, a signed autographed copy of the LP True to You, and Susan Brindley of Colborne Avenue, Reddish in Stockport. Congratulations. On tonight's top three, you voted for Man United song.
And that was Gary Kemp, live on Piccadilly Radio in May 1983. Imagine tuning in that Friday evening and being able to call in to speak to your hero. Those two lucky winners of the signed album are sitting on a treasure. I wonder if they've still got those LPs and a turntable to play them on. We may find out one day. This half hour is only here because I thought to run an ROT, a record off transmission, on the tape machine. And the tape's been in my loft for decades, until my friend Stephanie Hurst has digitised it so we can hear it again now. So much of Gary Kemp's wonderful ambitions went on to become true. Having aspirations and dreams is important in our lives, and I'm reminded to treat them with respect, because there's a little postscript to this story. In spring 1983, I was visiting friends at the new TV channel, TVAM, and they asked me to be on air with a new show idea to start in a few weeks' time. That late Friday, May night after my show, I decided to drive from Manchester to Oxford to see my girlfriend. All that energy after being on air took its toll, and I fell asleep at the wheel, hit the curb, flew through the air, smashed into a telegraph pole, and ended in a ditch. My subsequent TV career could have been over before it began, and this could well have been the last show I ever made. It's not a bad idea to make everything you do today the best it can possibly be. I'm Timmy Mallett. Thanks for listening to the Timmy on the Tranny Radio Archives.